Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It's All Things Considered on WBUR. I'm Dolores Handy. Jack Wilson, the president of the University of Massachusetts, is stepping down in June of next year after nearly 8 years on the job. We visited the 64-year-old physicist this morning at his office in downtown Boston and asked him why he decided it was time to step down.
I think it's a good time. I feel that I've accomplished the work that I set out to do here. And when I took the job, I thought I'd like to give this a 7 to 10 year run. I thought you had to do 7 years to be able to get things done. And by the time you get the 10 years, I've always felt, hey, it's time to move on, do something else, something fresh. The university's in great shape. The Board of Trustees are very stable. The finances are in pretty good shape. We've got the best students ever. I've got wonderful leadership on all the campuses, and I thought this is a good time for me to do this transition.
What are you most proud of during your tenure here?
Well, I'd have to say that the thing I'm most proud of is that we have managed to navigate through the difficult financial period here at the University of Massachusetts and in Massachusetts, with cutbacks in the early 2002, 2003, 2004 period, and then cutbacks again from the state. But we've managed to make it work. And in that time period, we have increased the UMass financial aid budget from $36 million to $138 million. A 283% increase. And that financial aid is what is key to keeping it affordable. We want to be able to tell the parents of any child in Massachusetts, if they do the work to prepare themselves for the University of Massachusetts, we'll make it financially possible for them to come. And I'm very proud we've been able to do that in difficult financial times.
Your announcement comes just 1 month after the Board of Higher Education approved the creation of the state's first public law school. Controversial idea, failed once before. How does it rank among your accomplishments?
I'm very proud of the fact that the Commonwealth of Massachusetts has its first public law school because they first called for that over 50 years ago. We now have managed to finish it. It had opposition from some of the smaller private law schools. They were very effective in their level of opposition, and it created a lot of publicity and noise, but I'm pleased that we have that complete. I feel very good about that, and I think it's going to be an exciting asset for the university.
What have been the lowest moments or the ones that you wish you'd not had to endure?
For every high point, there's a low point. I'm a great believer in the kind of cycle of life that you have to take the ups and the downs together. And I would say that one of the great challenges has been the financial cutbacks. When I talk about the fact that the state provides 14% of our budget, some years ago they provided 46% of our budget. Now, coping with that, we did it because we had to do it and because we had a responsibility to the students. Some people out there say, oh, Jack, you should just let the wheels fall off, and then they'll understand that they really have to fund us appropriately. Well, that's not right for the students. That's not right for the faculty. That's not right for the university. So we've made it work. We're very excited about getting the law school. We should have had that approved the first time around. That was a low point because I saw how politics worked in this state, and I didn't really feel good about the pressure that was put on the Board of Higher Education. But the good news is that all of these turned out in really good shape at the end.
In the national picture, some would say the UMass system has yet to gain the prominence of some of the other big state college systems, California, Michigan, North Carolina example. What will your successor have to do in order to push UMass to that next level?
The history in Massachusetts of being a public university has been a difficult history. In the early years, I don't think that the University of Massachusetts was well appreciated, and it certainly wasn't well funded by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Some of the other places that you think of, the Californias, have been very well funded for many, many years. So we at the University of Massachusetts have had to find another way to prominence. And I think we've done that. And I think the fact that we won a Nobel Prize, the fact that we won a Lasker Award, the fact that we routinely go up against the best universities in the country for these research grants, and we routinely win, said that we're getting to take our place among the rightful place, in my opinion, among the great universities of the world.
Other state systems have not had to compete with the Harvard.
Well, the good news for Massachusetts is that they have Harvard and MIT and Tufts and Northeastern and all those great private universities. And, of course, for the University of Massachusetts, it sometimes has been a challenge working in the shadow. I never felt that, though, because I actually have been warmly received. President Drew Faust at Harvard is a friend. We interact often, exchanged emails this morning, exchanged emails last night with Susan Hockfield, the president of MIT. We're working on a variety of projects together. So I've always seen it as an asset, not a liability.
What comes next? What will you do after this?
I'm looking forward to taking the next year and a half to think about just the issue of what I want to do next. I know in general some of the things that I want to do. I want to do something that is more specifically project-oriented, a little more hands-on. I'm sure that I want to go back to teaching and research, but exactly how and where and what projects and how I do, I have plenty of time for that.
Jack Wilson, president of the University of Massachusetts System, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you so much, Dolores, for giving me that opportunity. It's been a wonderful thing serving the Commonwealth of Massachusetts as the president of the university.